They'll be at Brother Billy Turner's church this Sunday. And Billy's playing for a big day, first Sunday of the year, having a big promotion. Are you preaching, Roddy? Just singing? Okay. But, boy, Billy did a good job here Sunday night, didn't he? I'll tell you, we've had some great services and big crowds. By the way, this is a good crowd for Wednesday night, because you got to understand, we have another 75 to 100 people here. Brother Mike's class, I went down there and gave him a Christmas. That college and career had a packed out room. The teen class over there in the Becker building. Then you got the Patch the Pirate with Mel and Lonnie and them. You got three other, and then the nursery on top of that. You got four other programs going besides this tonight. So there's a good crowd here tonight, trust me. And God's just really blessed the church. Last few services have been tremendous, hasn't it? Luke chapter 8. I want to talk to you about praying with a passion. Praying with a passion. By the way, be praying for Brother Bob and June Bevington there. They're definitely going to move. They're praying about whether to move here to Ravenna or to another daughter. They have three daughters, but no, I think they're all three in fundamental churches. But there's this church and another church that they're considering. They're going to move for sure. They're definitely moving, and they're just trying to see what God's will is for either to move. They'll be retiring. They're never going to retire, but they're going to be moving near one of their families. And the pastors encourage them down there, and so we're praying that God would show them exactly where He wants them to be. We spent about an hour with them Monday. During that snowstorm, we spent about an hour together in the Becker building talking about their future and sharing some things that we had some thoughts for their life. Personally, I'd like to keep them right here with us. Amen? And but I want whatever God's want, that's what we want. You pray for God to show Brother Bob and June. They're not quitting. They'll still be serving the Lord. They'll still be in the service of God, but they're just relocating to be closer to one of their children. It's a long ways down there at New Milford. This way they're going to be close to their children. So, alrighty. Luke chapter 8, look at verse 43. Brother Jim, it's great to have you and your wife here tonight. God bless you. And let's stand for the reading of God's word. Luke chapter 8. Verse 43. I'm going to, Johnny, the title tonight, Praying with a Passion. Praying with a Passion. And look at Luke chapter 8, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. How many got that? Are you all there with me? Luke chapter 8, verse 43. Which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me?" In other words, he said, "Lord, all these people are grabbing around you, all these hundreds of people and pushing against. How can we tell? How can we know who touched you? Lord, that's impossible for us to know that." And look at verse 46. Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me." When you give of yourself, you'll feel tired. You'll feel a strain. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, see, we can't hide ourselves from the Lord. She came and trembling and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, dear God, for the truth of your word and for your word. And Lord, I thank you that we got a record of this lady being healed. And Father, I pray tonight we can take this thought and pray it on this last meeting of the year in 2009. It could do something to try to encourage us for the coming year ahead of us. Help me to do well for you tonight, that I can be a blessing to those that are here. And help this to make us even better Christians tonight. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. By the way, in verse 48, Jesus said unto her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace." What a tremendous healing for this lady. She tried everything the world had, and the world had everything to offer, but the world didn't have the answer. We were with those men last night, and Ruth and Shannon were with the ladies last night. And you know, one thing we always try to share with those people there at the prison, but it's not just them, anywhere. The world's got nothing to offer you. The only answer for this life is Christ. And I want to encourage you to share Christ with people and give them the hope of glory. Amen? And I want you to know something about this lady. Mark, you might say this lady was desperate. I mean, Brother Mike, she tried everything that the world had to offer, and she was without all her, she had no more money, and she had no more hope, and she had no more physicians that could help her, and she still had the issue of blood, which was serious. You know, the life of the flesh is in the blood. So you got an issue of blood, you're losing blood, that's a serious thing. Well, this lady had a passion about her that she would touch Jesus. The lady had faith that Jesus could heal her. What kind of faith do we have? This lady would not be denied, Brother Mark. I mean, Brother Bobby, when you read this, there must have been a huge crowd. Turn me down, John. I have got a built-in microphone, and you have got, they could be hearing me down there on Main Street right now. You know, I did that street preaching years ago down there and on the Main Street. And my voice carried so much. It echoed all. I went down by the courthouse and across from the court. And, man, I started preaching. I started telling people they got to be born again. Had to have the blood. And man, it was echoing all the way down. The police pulled right up on the curb and said, "Preacher, you're scaring everybody." Boy, it was echoing. I'm telling you right now, my voice was echoing all the way down Route 59, all the way down past the Dairy Queen, all the way up by the Shoemakers. I mean, everywhere. I mean, they heard me down the McDonald's. Man. Boy, he said, "Our phone's ringing off the hook. People are calling. You're scaring them." I said, "I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm just trying to tell them if they don't get saved, they're going to go to hell." He said, "Preacher, could you just be more quieter?" I'm going to tell you right now. This lady, she didn't care. She didn't care how big a crowd. She didn't care what people said. Can you imagine her? She says, "I got to get to him. I'm not going to let no one stop me. I'm going to get to him. I'm going to get to him. I'm going to get to Jesus. I don't care. He's my only hope. I believe in my heart. If I could just touch him, if I could just touch him, I could be healed." That's faith. And Brother Jim, I can see her, probably, no doubt. And remember, she's probably shoving some men around. I'll tell you, there ain't too many men that I fear, but I never mess with. John, one thing I've learned in my ministry, don't mess with those ladies. Buddy, I run tail when those ladies, man, I ain't going to take on any wildcat. You better listen to me, Brother Jack. I'm going to tell you right now, Sergeant, I guarantee you, she even might have pushed away big, strong men, and just because she was determined. You see, she had a passion. She was moved that she would not be stopped, that she would touch Jesus, that she would make contact with the Son of God. Can anyone say amen? This lady was so determined, she kept pressing forward until she made contact with the Son of God. This is the kind of passion and desire we should have when we pray. I believe we could see great happen in 2010 in our lives, in our church ministry, if we would pray with a passion. I mean, praying to God with a passion so much that He hears us. Praying not only with a passion, but being persistent in prayer. Not only passion, not persistent, but also powerful prayer. You know, we got a lot of things. We got a lot of things on the agenda coming up for 2010. Brother Phil and I, as soon as this new year gets through, we're going to be sitting down, Brother Phil and I, because in March, we're going to go out reaching our Jerusalem again. We're going to be knocking on doors. We're in the process of making up a big package, a brand new package with different tracks and different things, presenting our church and Christ to all the people in the outlying areas and also Ravenna. And Brother Mike, we're going to be praying that God will bless that. And Brother Phil, we need to pray and we need to persist. God shows exactly what you want us to have in that package. You know, we got, Brother Phil, we need to lift up our heart to God about this visitation program, our Jerusalem in March. So much way before March. So much that we get a hold of God and all of a sudden God stops and says, "Hey, who touched me down there?" "Well, that's Phil Howard, Lord. He's praying about that. He's the outreach director down there at Bethel. He's reaching up, touching you about the program we're going to be doing." You know, Brother Mike, in 2010, I'm going to be pushing. We're going to reach our Jerusalem, and not only are we going to reach our Jerusalem, but we're going to build. Not only are we going to be reaching up, but we're going to be reaching out to build on that land that God gave us. And it's going to take some people praying. And persistently praying, and praying with power, and praying what you mean. So much that we get enough people at Bethel praying, God will say, wow, who touched me? Who touched me? I keep feeling people. Well, that's that Mark. That Mark's down there. He's him and Betty are praying about building out there in that land. Amen? Maybe something in your 2010 that you didn't see in 2009, God would have you really go after this. See, Brother Leo, we need the passion of this lady. See, this lady had a passion. She had a passion that she was going to contact Jesus. Brother Coolidge, we need to make a passion. Lord, we're going to contact you. We're going to reach up and touch you. Amen? Who touched me? That's what we want to hear God say. Listen, we need a passion in our prayer. And because we have a great high priest that can hear our prayer. I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 4. Look at Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Well, let's look at verse 14 through 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Are you in Hebrews yet? Hebrews chapter 4. "Seeing then we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God." You don't have to guess who it is. It tells you who it is. "Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities." Boy, that lady knew who to touch, didn't she? That lady knew, she had an infirmity. She knew who to touch, didn't she? Come on, amen? "But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." That's our Savior. "Because of all this, Brother Billy, let us therefore" what? "Come boldly." Come boldly. How many see that? This year in 2010, I want you to come boldly with the passion of prayer and say, "God, I'm coming. One reason I'm coming, because you told me to come. I've got a right to come. Because I've got direct access to heaven now." You don't have to come to me and say, "Preacher," and I will pray for things, but you have the same exact access that I have. Before, in the Old Testament, only the great high priest could go into the holies of holies and offer things up. But now, we all can offer those things up to God. Amen? Notice, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." I noticed, because we have a great high priest, We are to come boldly to the throne of God. You know, many times Christians don't take advantage of going to the prayer to God. Well, I don't know if God wants me to pray. He wants you to pray. Well, I don't know if I'm good enough. Oh, yeah, he's made all of us good enough because of his blood. We all can come boldly, amen? You don't have to come sheepishly. I don't know if I'm allowed here, Lord. No, you're allowed. He wants you to. He said to come boldly. By the way, I put down, we are to come with and boldly and with confidence. That lady, did you notice that one thing about that lady that came to Jesus? She was confident that if she could just touch him, she'd get healing. You know, can I ask you something? What do you want from God? What do you want from God? What would you like to have happen in your life in 2010? Why don't you start coming boldly to him? Why don't you come with a passion and start reaching up and touch the hem of his garment? Like, say, Lord, it's me. It's me, Lord. I'm in need. And Lord, you told me I could come. I've got free entrance to come because you told me to come boldly. And now I come boldly. I've got confidence. Lord, I got confidence that what I ask you, you can do it. Amen? We are to come with confidence that our Savior can perform what we ask. You know, and we are to come not only boldly, but believing he will. You know what? I think a lot of times we don't get our prayers answered. We don't have faith. Oh, Lord, I'm going to ask you to do it. You probably won't even hear me, but I'm going to ask you anyways. If you can figure it, if you can feel, find it good in your heart, Lord, do this. James says, a double-minded man is no good. Listen, you've got a great God. How many read the New Testament? How many seen all the miracles? That same God that you read about, that walked on the water, that fed the 5,000, that made the blind to see, the lame to walk, that he brought up the dead and brought back to life, made the lepers cleansed, that same Savior that you read all about, he's the same today. His power is not diminished. And now, Deborah, he says, hey, all you children down there are my kids. Come on, come boldly. Come boldly to the throne of God. Listen, I'm up in heaven. I'm at the right hand of the Father. I'm the mediator between God and man. Hey, you come boldly. I can take care of what you need. We're to come boldly. We're to come with confidence. See, a lot of times, yeah, I've used this illustration over and over again, but it's the best illustration I can tell you. Anyone that's ever had children or grandchildren, you go to a store like Walmart with the kids, they're always asking for toys. I mean, they want toys. And they'll keep asking. No, you can't have it, Luke. No, you can't have it, Timmy. They'll come back. What about this one, Grandpa? Oh, come on. Oh, come on. And they just keep asking. I remember years ago when I was just a young fella in Toledo, my nieces and nephew, I was with my brother-in-law, oh, Angie and Eric. They had a Walmart grocery cart. I'll never forget this as long as I live. It was right around Christmas time. They were just little kids, probably about 7, 8 years old, 6, 7, right in there. They took every single book, like the coloring books and the little reading books at the little, I'm not making this up, Mark. The grocery cart was overflowing. They must have had about 150. They must have took every single book that Walmart was selling off the shelves. Hey, Uncle Rich. Hey, Dad. Look what we found. Will you buy it for us? The whole cart was filled. I mean, it was like a mountain. I can remember my brother-in-law. His eyes, he went, ho, 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 ho. And I remember me, I just started, whoa. They didn't think that was nothing to ask. They thought their uncle or their dad would buy it for them. They didn't think there was any limit they could ask that we wouldn't do. You see, My nephew and niece thought their father would give them anything they desired. Even every book in that store. Can you imagine the guy that had to read? I mean, they had every single. I'm telling you, we didn't stick around to count them. Matter of fact, I don't even think David bought. We just grabbed the kids and left. And that was when I was a teenage kid. That has left a thing in my mind that I'll never forget. But you know, they did. They thought, hey, why not ask Dad? He can get it for us. You know, a lot of times we could have a grocery cart filled to take to our Lord. A lot of times we'll just put one little item in. And God's saying, boy, I would have bought the whole shelf for him. All they had to do was bring it. We think so little of our God. See, Angie and Eric, they thought their dad could do anything. That's nothing for our dad to give us those books. Hello? You know, many times we don't come to God with a boldness and a confidence because we don't think our Heavenly Father can do those things. I'm not telling you to fill a grocery cart up. And whatever you do, you should always ask in the Spirit. But if the Spirit puts in your heart for a thing, whatever you might need, I wouldn't be afraid to ask God. I've seen God give us houses and cars and everything else. Hello? You say, how do those people get things like that? First of all, they have confidence that they can ask God and believe God can do it. We have not because we... Yeah. See, in 2010, we're going to step out on faith. I'm going to push you to believe God. We're going to build out there, and we're not going to borrow a penny. We're not going to borrow a penny. That's one thing good about Bob and June. They've got to see miracles happen down in New Milford. You saw miracles, Bobby. You and June, you've seen God do great things. I hope you come here because I think you'll bring faith to our church. I really do. They've seen God do miracles. A lot of times, a lot of Christians, they think, well, that could happen for them, but it could never happen for this church. There's no limits on God. Bethel Baptist, there's no limits. That lady said, I'm going to get to Jesus. I don't care. I'm going to get to him. All I got to do is touch him. See, Brother Mark, I want to encourage you and Betty this week in all coming to 2000, no matter what you need, I just want you to keep reaching up and saying, God, we need this. I want you to touch him. Betty, I want you to stop God right in his tracks. Who touched me? Who touched? And they'll say, it's Betty Thompson down there, Lord. Man, she's just dead dog serious. She's going to get this for her and Mark. You might as well give it to her. She's not letting up. Amen? I'll tell you, that lady that got healed, Mike, you could have probably put her in tried to tie her up and stuff. She wasn't going to be stopped. You think that one boy gained 286 yards the other day, a couple weeks ago for the Cleveland Browns? I'm going to tell you, you couldn't have stopped. You, just like they couldn't stop you, you couldn't stop her that day either. She was going to get to Jesus. We need to be like that. Say, I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm going to get a hold of God, and I'm going to see this from God. Amen? Come boldly, with confidence, believing. Look at Mark. Look at the book of Mark. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Last 2 days I've asked you to pray for people. I hope you're praying for them. But I want you to do more than just call their name out. I want you to actually, today when I prayed Billy, I said, God, I'm holding doors up in front of you. And Lord, I'm praying, Lord, that you'll just reach down with your hand and you'll dissolve that mass right there. Lord, I'm praying that mass will be gone. You say, well, man, can God do anything like that? He can if you'll pray hard enough and believe. I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. I'm not a faith healer, but I have faith that can heal. Because I believe God can still heal people. Amen? Trouble is us. We just don't have faith to believe that God can do things. When I pray for people, I literally believe God's going to do it. You say, what if he doesn't? I'm going to keep praying again. I'm going to keep knocking. Hello? Look at Mark 9:23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said, not the preacher, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, a few things are possible. No, that's not what it says. What's it say? Jesus said, if thou canst believe, Pastor Dave, that means if we can really believe and reach up to heaven and really get hold of God, we could see that foundation started this year, in 2010. We could be out there digging and preparing for that new building. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I understand everything works together for good. And a lot of times God, there's a reason why God takes us through different places. And I understand that. But I'm telling you also, there's a lot of times, Annie, our faith lacks. And that's when our faith lacks, God doesn't bless it. Look up here, folks. God honors, God blesses faith. Did you hear what I said to you? God honors and God blesses real faith. He doesn't bless foolishness, but he does bless faith. And sometimes faith, people think, Jimmy, it borders on foolishness, but I'm going to tell you, there's a difference between faith and foolishness. Amen? When you pray, do you believe God will do it? If you don't think God's going to do it, don't even pray. If you're seeking for something, searching for something, and wanting God for something, then actually pray and believe. If you're not going to believe for it really in your heart and have faith, then your words are just not going higher than the ceiling. Am I making sense to anybody? Yeah, listen, our God is up there. He says, come boldly. I want to answer your prayers. He wants to see faith. Yes, amen. And that's what he wants. He wants us to have faith every day. And when we pray, he wants to see that passion. He wants to see that faith like that lady coming to him. I'm going to touch his hem and I'm going to get healed. That's the kind of faith he wants to see. Look at Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21. Matthew 21 and verse 21. Matthew 21, chapter 21, verse 21. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. That's the trouble. We're like that one man. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, I have faith. How many of you have ever been there? I have. You ever been there, Mark, Betty? I have. Lord, I know you can do it. I don't know if you do it. Don't want. How many of you have ever been there? I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and will be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And a few things. No, all things. All things. All things. Whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now let me give you a qualification on that. Maybe there's something I'm praying about, Brother Jim, that really is not God's will. If I keep praying about it, if I'm really in God's will, God will show me, hey, that's not my will for you. I still receive my answer. How many understand what I'm saying to you? Folks, we need to really believe God can do things. I've seen God do miracle healings. I've seen God do things that were impossible. Folks, God can do all things. Believe Him when you pray. Believe it when you pray. I've been praying for David Richard this week that you know, he's had a high quota, and I know this is a worldly thing, but he needed to sell 2 more cars, and he would get an extra bonus this month because he had a good month. And I've been praying he'd sell those 2 cars so he can, he sold one, and maybe tomorrow another one. And of course, the time's run out. Tomorrow's his last day. But I'm praying that God will give him those things. Not just spiritual things, but physical things. He supplies our need. How many are with me? And so, take these things to God. Take these things. You have individual needs for your children. I pray for Lukey's leg to heal up and pray that he won't break it open again and things like that. How many are with me yet? Those, you say, well, those are small things. No, everything's big. Everything's important to God. Yeah. Do you think, you that have children, was there anything that ever happened to our children's life that wasn't important? Everything that happens to my kids' life's important. To the smallest matter, to the largest matter, they're all important. Do you think we're any less to God? If we can care for our human children, how much more does our Heavenly Father care for us? Hello? Brother Mike, everything about you and your precious wife, I'm going to tell you, it's important to God. It's very important. Amen? In all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Look at Matthew chapter 7 while you're in the book of Matthew. I'm talking about praying with a passion. Let's go after some things this year. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Brother Phil, I'm wanting to see greater things ever happen this year than, oh, we had a good year. We've seen some great things happen. Brother Mike, I'd like to see 2010 greater than everything we've ever seen, ever. And it could if we go after it. Brother Phil, I want us to go knocking on doors and get, wouldn't it be great if we had 25 homes that came to our church because of the door knocking? That could happen. Especially if we would bring it to God in prayer and enough of us would go out knocking. Hello? Look at Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask. We need a new Christian school. We need that building. Everyone needs to be praying for that building. I'm going to tell you, you just listen to the preacher. Remember, I tell you these words. I'm planning on being here until the Lord comes, but if something happens, I want to leave my word with you. Ruthie, the Lord told me years ago when we talked about borrowing money, He said, you just trust me for the money. And He said, you get $250,000. That's the figure He put in my heart. He said, you just start with $250,000. I know we need over $2 million. I know that. I'm not even worried about $2 million. I'm not. Because the Lord told me all I needed was $250,000 to start with. He said, you start with $250,000. And he put in my heart, He said, just like the oil, the barrel didn't go oil, the oil that the widow had for Elijah, it never went empty. He said, I'll make sure your barrel, once you start, it'll never go empty. That's what He put in my heart. And I'm telling you ahead of time what He put in my heart. Hello? So don't worry about the $2 million. Let's just ask God for the $250,000 to get started. It's His problem to get, it's His, hey, He's the one that's got to come up with all of it. Amen? Why should we worry? It's His project, not mine. Hello? Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask. That's why we don't ask. Ask. Boy, our kids do, though. Man, our kids do. Anything you don't learn from history is history. You don't learn from history. History proves that we never learn from it. If you'd ever think about your children, they never quit asking. Well, we're just like them. We should be like them. God, can I have this? God, can I have this? God, can I have this? Hello? Ask. Look at Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be what? Yeah. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Seek, look, ask, go after it. Hello? See, God really wants to know. He likes to see if we have initiative. How bad do you want it? Are you really serious? Can I trust you with it? Hello? A lot of us will ask one time, oh, Lord, can I have this? Okay, thank you, Lord. Never ask him again. Oh. I'd love to have you go to Walmart with my little kids. Hey, Grandpa, can I have this? Hey, Grandpa, can I have this? We're going out, we'll be going out the door. Hey, Grandpa, can we have this? Can we have this? Tammy say, no, no! Years ago, we sold some land. Pastor Teach and I bought some land on the sheriff's sale, and we flipped it, and we made about $10,000 each. And I had it came in different increments, and we had $3,000 at one time. So I got Tammy and Shannon and them, Rosie, and I took them to Sears. I had $3,000 in my pocket. I bought me a door garage opener. And I said, you kids can each have one present. Tammy, you buy something. You buy something. And you, Shannon, you can have something. And you can get some for all the kids. I'll pay. Grandpa's buying everything. Well, Shannon, of course, she didn't know Dad maybe that good at that time. So she just brought up one thing. Tammy, she knows her daddy. She said, Dad, I can't figure it out. Should we get, I love both these. I don't know which one to have, this one or that one. What do you think, Dad? I bought her both of them. She knew how to play her daddy. She knew how to get to her daddy's heart. She knew how to get to her father's heart. We need to learn how to get to our father's heart. Amen? And Jimmy, she walked out with two of them. I said, boy, they both look tremendous. And I want to bless my babies. I'll buy them both. You see, God loves giving you things. There's a scripture over there in Romans chapter 8, in verse 32. It says he's given us his son. What else would he withhold? And look at Romans 8:32. I'll close with that. Folks, we just need to learn to knock and seek and ask God. Oh, my lands. If he was willing to give Jesus on the cross for us, all this other stuff is minor. The major's already been given. Look at Romans 8:32. It's a great verse. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with also freely give us all things? How many see that? That's nothing to God. I'm sure Tammy walked out and said, Dave said, I can't believe your dad did that. David said, Tammy Lynn, I can't believe Dad did that. She said, oh no, I knew my dad. You know, God delights. See, I delight in giving my children things. God delights in giving us things. He really does, Brother Mike. He wants us to come boldly with confidence. Now, the things that we need should be good things. Hello? How many are still with me? They should be things that God would be approved of. You come to those with those things that are in his will. And you ask with faith in his will. You'll see a lot of great things happen. Are you still with me? Listen, we've got a full year coming ahead. A couple days left, 2009 is going to end. Let's go to God in prayer. And let's pray with a passion. Let's pray with love. By the way, in that prayer, why don't you offer up some love and thanksgiving before you ask for things? Dear God, I want to thank you for my salvation. Lord, thank you for being my mighty God. Thank you for all your mercy. Hello? How can we, why do we always just pray and just ask, ask, ask? Why don't we thank? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Well, that lady, she went with a passion to Christ. And I want to encourage you tonight, Bethel Baptist Church, in your prayer life, let's pray with a passion. And let's seek our Father. And let's keep knocking. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Yes. Good church, good people. Mm-hmm.
And Pastor anointed and prayed for him Sunday night. And prior to that, every morning I'd help him wrap his leg in order after such a ritual to go through to go to work. Next morning he goes in the bathroom, I was in the kitchen getting dressed. He called me in and said, "Come in here, honey, look. His leg was as smooth as his hand."
Hmm. Yes, yes. Amen. Because you have faith that God can do things. People say, just a minute, William. People say, "Preacher, it never happens in my life." Did you give God an opportunity to do it? Did you believe he could do it? Did you ask him to do it? Did you have faith that he would do it? See, a lot of things that stops us is we have our faith. We don't have faith for God to do things. I'm not talking about calling Benny Hinn up and having him touch the TV, and I'm not talking about stuff like that. And I'm not talking about I'm not talking about stuff like that. God knows what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real. Yes, sir, Billy. Yes, that's Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:4. It's a great scripture, ain't it, Billy? Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Let's pray with a fervency. Let's pray for a fervency. Let's start praying with a passion. Let's pray with meaning. Let's pray with a faith that God, we're not just saying words. God, we really believe you can do this. Start praying like that. I'll say this and we're going to close. You can talk to me after church. I read a book by Dr. John R. Rice. Probably one of the greatest books I ever read on prayer. John R. Rice, one thing I got out of John, it's called Asking and Receiving. It's an old book. Dr. John R. Rice is in heaven now. But Roddy, what encouraged me about John Rice, he said be specific when you ask. And I started asking God for certain, like for $150 for this or for, he said, be specific. And I've watched when I'm really specific and really believe, he'll give you those exact things or better. Are you with me? believe God to do things. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time that we've had. And Lord, I thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of God. Help us to think about this lady. Oh, I know she didn't pray, but she prayed before. I guarantee you, Lord, in my heart, she prayed before she ever got to you. Lord, help me. She probably said in her heart, I'm going to get to Jesus no matter what, and I'm going to get healed. She had a petition. She had a petition from her heart that God would heal her. And she had a passion. And she was persistent. So persistent that she would not stop until she touched the hem of his garment. And she was with a passion and persistence in the power of God. She saw healing come into her life. That issue of blood stopped. I see a lady with the passion and faith. Help us to have that kind of passion. Whatever it might be, from a pair of maybe a clothing for our children, to pay a house payment or to buy a car or anything else. Food. Souls, oh God, help us have passions for souls. Help us have a passion to see that new building start this year in 2010. Help us have faith to see that money come in so we can start. Please, help us to start praying with a passion. Dear God, that's what you put in my heart today. Pray with a passion. A passion that God would see our faith and see our greatest desire. Please, help us to know that the door is wide open, that we can come boldly to the throne of God. We can keep knocking, seeking, asking. How many with our heads bowed and our eyes closed? Maybe tonight you say, preacher, there's something that we need in my life. Pastor, there's something that I need or my family needs. Would you pray for me? Lift that hand. I have a special request. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. I see all of them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see that. Yes, ma'am. I see that. Yes, sir. I see it. I have a special prayer request. Tonight we're just going to lift up our hands and hearts to God. As I look, everyone here, I believe, knows Christ as their Savior. But I always give an invitation. They're here and they've never trusted Christ as your Savior. Let me encourage you tonight. If you've never asked Christ to come in your heart, let him come in tonight. Is there anyone here tonight to say, Pastor, I've never asked Jesus to save me, and I'd like to be saved? Just raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Anyone like that? I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Father, I just pray with all my heart. There were almost every hand on both sides of the building went up. Those people raised their hand and their heart to you tonight, God. And I pray it that we'll run to you just like that lady did. That our prayer would come with a passion and faith. That you'd come down and that we'd touch the hem of your garment. And that which they need, I pray, Father. That lady's healing was what she needed. And I don't know if they need healing or spiritual or physical or financial, Father. But God, whatever their need is, help us to reach up and touch you tonight. Oh God, come down. Come down so we can touch you. Just the border of your garment, that we might see great things happen. Please, help us to reach up by faith. Touch you with faith. Make you stop and say, who touched me? Help us to have that kind of passion, that kind of faith, I pray. Let us see great, great prayers answered. Maybe keep a log of all the prayers that he answers this year. A victory list. We'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to sing one verse. If you want to come and pray, It's the last service of the year. If you'd like to come and pray, you come right now as Mark leads in a song.